This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The time of As-Sahar, which is the time just before Adhan al-Fajr, towards the end of the night, this is a time of worship. And the best thing to do at this time is to seek forgiveness from all your sins. Allah Azza wa Jal, He praised those who seek forgiveness during the last part of the night just before Fajr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions in Surah Al-Dhariyat, He describes al-muttaqeen, the believers. Remember, your fasting is supposed to bring you taqwa. What is one of the descriptions of al-muttaqeen? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ That at the time of al-ashar, just before Fajr, at that time, they are engaged in continuous istighfar. يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ It's a present tense. In other words, they are continuously making istighfar. Astaghfirullah from their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised people that are worshipping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time just before Salat al-Fajr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He also said in Surah Ali Imran, when He described al-muttaqeen, when He described the believers, the righteous, He said, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ And those who commit to istighfar and seek forgiveness at the time of al-ashar, at the time just before Adhan al-Fajr. Allahu Akbar. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he says, أُمِرْنَا أَن نَسْتَغْفِرَ بِالسَّحَرِ سَبْعِينَ اسْتِغْفَارَةً We have been commanded and instructed to make istighfar, to say astaghfirullah, at the time of al-sahar, 70 times. Just before Adhan al-Fajr, to make it 70 times. And more than this if you can. And say, Oh Allah, I'm grateful for this opportunity. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. And you don't know. Perhaps by the time the call to Fajr is made, perhaps a person might have been forgiven from all his sins. And you walk out of your room as though a newborn. You don't know. This is not impossible upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal loves to forgive. He loves to hear the call of the servant. He loves to hear the sobbing of his servant and the crying of his servant. For the time of As-Sahar, repent at this time. Reflect over your sins and your past. Regret your sins. Seek forgiveness. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Say Allahumma ghfir li. And reflect over what you're saying. Understand what you're saying. When you say Allahumma ghfir li, oh Allah, forgive me. Do you know what that means? Meaning all your sins and the minor and the major sins and everything that you had done that opposed the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking forgiveness from the diseases of the heart, arrogance and envy and jealousy and whatever it is that was inside your heart. You seek forgiveness from the shortcomings of your worship, because none of us can claim that our salat is 100% and our fasting is 100%. So when you say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ask Allah to forgive you from the shortcomings that took place during your worship. Allahu Akbar. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, the highest form of istighfar, the highest form of seeking forgiveness, is to seek forgiveness for yourself, your parents, and the believing men and women by saying, Astaghfirullah al-Azim li wa liwalidayya wa lilmuslimin. By saying, Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and all the believing men and women. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as in the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah declared this hadith authentic, or he declared it hasan, narrated with a good chain, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man istaghfara lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, kataballahu lahu bi kulli mu'minin wa mu'minatin hasana. That anyone who seeks forgiveness for the believing men and believing women, Allah azza wa jal would record for him a good deed for every believing man and believing woman, those that are alive and those that are dead. Allahu Akbar. How many millions of hasanat a person would earn for saying, Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and all the believing men and believing women. Subhanallah, what a huge reward it is. And this, as I said to you, is the highest form of istighfar. And this is a dua that is established in the Quran. Nuh alayhi salam made this dua. Said, Rabbi ighfirli, forgive me, wali waliday, and my parents. Wali man dakhala baytiya mu'minan, walil mu'minina wal mu'minat. And forgive every believer that entered my house. Or baytiya could also mean my masjid. And it could also mean my religion. Forgive every believer that entered the religion. and forgive all the believing men and believing women. And this is a dua Ibrahim alayhi salam made. He said, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and the believing men and believing women. And of course, this dua is before Ibrahim alayhi salam was told that his father is a disbeliever. Right? So that's why, يعني, how we understand this dua. And this is the dua that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكْ Seek forgiveness of your sin, from your sin. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ And the sins of the believing men and believing women. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how we make istighfar at the time of as-sahar. And this is the best time to make istighfar. And this is the best worship to be engaged in. Just before Adhan al-Fajr, eat your meal and then spend the rest of the time astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allahumma ighfir li wa li walidayi wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat yawma yaqumu al-hisab. Make this dua. If you want to pray two rak'at and you have the time, pray. Make dua at this time. Make dhikr. But don't forget al-istighfar. Very important at this time.